Exit by Death.
Don't write off old people. Respect old people. You know why? Because they didn't die. So in a way, they are much smarter than you, much better than you, and know much more than you how to survive. Because in a way, the name of the game is to not die. Okay? So whoever is older than you, even by one day, that person is better than you at this game. Because we can drop at any second. Any of us can die at any moment. We don't know. Nobody knows. So whoever made it longer is better at this game. Much smarter. I don't care what they did or how they did it. Bottom line is the results. And that is, they didn't die. So next time you see old people, even a day older than you, respect them. They know things that we who are younger don't know. We have no idea. Like sometimes they recommend you, eat this food, don't eat that food. You got to pay attention to those things that they say. You see, it's like they are in a time machine in the future. They didn't die. So now they are in the future. They're telling you, hey, I did these things. I didn't die. I survived. So pay attention. So next time you see these old people, old guy or an old woman, they are like, how do I use my phone? I don't know what to do with this. They can barely walk or think or like look confused even. Of course, it depends how old, but generally speaking, don't look down on them. Help them. Because maybe they will give you one little advice that helps you survive. That's the key point here. Surviving. So respect the elderly. They know things. Go talk to them. Don't let them sit alone, lonely, in a corner on a park bench. Go talk to them. Keep them company. Because you know why? When you get older yourself, you're going to lose family, parents, friends, maybe everyone. Then you will be there sitting alone, lonely, not having anybody to talk to, perhaps. So go help elderly. Respect them. And God, talk to them. Talk to the elderly. They have great advices. Well, not always, of course. Some stuff is weird to us. But actually, if you think about it, the things that they say that sounds a little odd to us or disgusting, like, for example, they say, hey, eat kale. I always looked at elderly and old people, or older than me, a lot older than me. And I noticed, for example, they eat kale. I didn't understand it. Recently, I realized kale has a good thing in it that is very, very good for the eyes. And not even egg yolks come close to kale. Kale is amazing, apparently, as far as I know. I don't know. I kind of checked it online. So that's just one example. And I was thinking, kale, that's disgusting. That's like leaves. What do I do with this? It doesn't taste good. It doesn't taste anything. It's just weird. I'm not a cow. Why should I eat this? But as a matter of fact, you should eat it, for example. I mean, if you're not allergic and such, I started eating it. It protects your eyes. Who knows this? Not a lot of younger people, not a lot of young kids. And they go around all like cool and, yo, pop, yo, ma. But really, what do you know when you're young? Nothing. You learn as you grow up. When you grow older, you learn, you experience, you fall a lot. And you try to get up. And sadly, many people who fall, they never get up, which means, sadly, they died. So they lost the game, so to speak, if we see life as a kind of game, which is not. It's very serious. It's a very serious game. Life is no game, but now I'm jokingly call it a game, but it's a game where if you lose, you die. You end. That's it. Finito. Bye-bye. So elderly are actually extremely good at this. They didn't die. They keep walking, they keep going. Look at that old guy next time on the across the street, or an old woman. They're walking, and you know your body degrades every day. It degrades, but you don't notice it until very far into the future. I mean, when you are young, you don't notice the degradation. So you do actually degrade, but you just don't notice it. It's so tiny. A little here, a little there, you don't notice it. But as you get older, suddenly you realize, uh-oh, things are happening. Hey, my knee isn't as it used to be. I can't walk easier. So next time you see that old guy that still walks, respect him. Go help him. Go talk to them. Don't let them sit alone or lonely in a corner or on a park bench all by themselves. Go help them. Go be with them. And you know what your reward is? Your reward is that they will talk with you. And that's one thing they actually very much in need of. Talking. And that is right there, your reward. Why is talking with elderly a reward? Not as a good deed, but the reward as indirectly will help you. They will give you tips, very good secrets maybe even to life. What they did to survive. Maybe some guy says, hey, I eat kale. Look at my eyes. I don't even need eyeglasses, for example. I mean, a little here, a little did adds up to a lot. So I think elderly are extremely important, and sadly in our society these days, we don't respect them, we don't take care of them, we don't even care about them. That's very sad. We should do the opposite, because they are the ones knowing how to get there, how to get old, how to become old. Because if you are not like them, it means you're already dead, underground, bye-bye. That's it, you lost. They didn't lose, so we should respect them. So in my opinion, the elderly care, the hospital worker, the nurses, these are very important jobs. And in my opinion, they should pay extremely high salaries to them. It's a difficult job. It's a very hard, and not just physically, but imagine you work with elderly and you see people getting old, getting sick, dying. That got to be very heavy. It's a very heavy thing on the mind every day you see them. And in my opinion, again, the people who work in these areas are extremely amazing people. Big respect to them, because they are so much better than me, because I could never do such a job. I couldn't handle it. I'm too weak for it. They are strong. They are loving. They're good people. They're amazing. And they should get paid a lot more, a lot more, because they are the one taking care of the elderly, the winners. And on top of that, when we keep the elderly happy, they will give something back to us, the reward that is, again, helping us. They will give you the secrets. They will talk with you. Hey, do this, eat that, don't eat that, go here, don't go there. All these little things. They help a lot to survive a day longer, an hour longer. That's the game, not to die. Keep going. So respect those who work with elderly, that care for them, take care of them. They are amazing people. They're strong, and they're such great souls, in my opinion. And may God bless them all, forgive their sins, give them all the good things, and heal them, and everything good for them. So this was my point, a little short episode perhaps, but an important one. Respect the elderly and don't run away from them. Go to them, go help them, get your reward. The talk, the talking. You want the talking. You want them to talk with you, open up to you. And once they do that, they will give you advices that are extremely valuable to you as the younger one. You can use that for your life, for your own children. Pass it on so it doesn't get lost in time. Once they're dead, that's gone. That knowledge is gone. Most of them don't have a website or an X account or social media of any kind. So they just sit there in a corner, silence. And it's sad, because right there, that old person that's sitting in a corner on a park bench alone is full of knowledge. She's full of knowledge. Nobody is using it. Nobody is saving it. Go help them. Be nice to them. Once you get older, you're going to want this. You're going to sit there alone, lonely. You have nobody now. And as you get older and older, it will be much more difficult to find friends. So there you are, every year, lonelier, weaker, sicker. So you're going to need the young people around you to help you. And you will give back to them as well with your own advices that you learned while you were growing up. All the falls that you did, you can give the knowledge to the younger ones and tell them, hey, I walked here and there was a big hole and I fell in it. Be careful, don't go there. I will repeat again because it's very important. Respect the elderly, don't write them off. Take care of them and talk with them. Talk, 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 talk with them. They need it and you need it. And when they talk back with you, that right there is your reward. Thank you and goodbye.